Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard English hip-hop electronic whiz Roots Maneuver. Yeah, he's been on the scene for a while. He's got a new record called Bleeds, and that thing is a track called One Thing. Yeah, he's really close to the mic on that one, which is cool. And yeah, he recently relocated from grimy London to more of a relaxing place called Surrey. Not Surrey, BC, Surrey, England, the old Surrey. And he's kind of, people are saying, oh man, is he getting old? Is he going to give up the hip-hop game? He's into gardening now. But that album's still pretty grimy, you could say. So yeah, One Thing by Roots Maneuver. And before Roots, you heard Kaja Bonet out of L.A., some neo-soul for you. Her new record, The Visitor, and the track there, Portraits of Tracy. Lovely voice on Kaja. And before that, yeah, the last piece of music from Futuna, on our Wallace and Futuna extravaganza. That was Nuku Alofa with Laka Laka Mai La Kihe. So hope that warmed up your ears a little bit, a little trip to Polynesia. And hey, next we're going to, you're going to hear, it's actually not so far away from there, we're going to China. And this Canadian flautist extraordinaire named Ron Korb just put out a new album. So he is seemingly infatuated with China and the traditional instruments there as a flautist. Well, there's a wealth of flutes over there and beautiful instruments like the erhu, the Chinese violin, the pipa, the guzheng, the yangqin. So he's got a lot of Chinese musicians on this new record called Asia Beauty. And each song has a little explanation. He's like a bit of a musicologist. He's trying to explain what's going on here. And I'm going to play a track here, a solo flute number called The Reed Cave. And a little explanation just to set the scene. In the Guangxi province of China, there is a beautiful limestone cave that has attracted visitors since before the Tang Dynasty. It is called the Reed Cave because of the reeds that grow nearby, which can be made into flutes. And Ron brought his Chinese flute and enjoyed the natural reverberation of the sound traveling down the colorful walls of the cave system. So here is Ron Korb on the Dadi flute, which is a bass version of a DZ flute. So nice soothing vibes here, recorded in China. Ron Korb on Wandering Rhythms.
Thank you. Por el suelo rocoso de una caverna inmensa y ancestral. Las paredes de esta gruta tienen formas muy raras y además están completamente pintadas con animales, animales. Es el zodíaco del hombre paleolítico, la negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. Sigo mi camino, voy explorando el terreno de esta cueva gigantesca. Estoy en el Pleistoceno. Lo que veo en este sueño despedaza mi memoria, refutando con violencia el concepto de prehistoria. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima. Es el momento en que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. Hemos soltado la foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe. El libro se está escribiendo de adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. Es el zodíaco del hombre paleolítico, la negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima. Es el momento que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. Hemos tocado la foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe. libros está escribiendo de adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. Y en las mandíbulas del tiempo crujen los días, crujen los días, y en la caverna de Lascaux suenan eternas tus melodías.
Hey, this is Wandering Rhythms. You just heard Axel Krieger from Argentina. Very eccentric album, Ombra de Piedra, The Bigfoot. And that was the first track, the title track off the record. And before that, what did you hear? Hiatus Coyote out of Melbourne, Australia. Great music scene down there. A track called Swamp Thing from their brand new record. And before that, Ron Korb with The Reed Cave, a solo flute piece. And, well, the end of the program. Thanks for everybody for listening, to joining me on the trips to Wallis and Futuna in the sea there in Polynesia. So thanks to all the Phoenicians and Uvaeans. I'm going to play another track from the really cool new Data Plan record. Got in my hand, you can't even see it. But it's called The Madness Hides, and a track here called The History of Mirrors. Data Plan, good day, good week, much love to all humanity.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
With a voice that sounds more like a frog than a bird, a male hooded merganser is courting a female. Picture a small duck with chestnut sides, a black back, and a white breast striped with black. As he displays to the rust-colored female, he fans his crown feathers into an extravagant circular crest, white with black outlining. Next, he tips his head, fully fanned, all the way back until it touches his back as he lets out another sexy croak. And this is just one of his fancy courtship moves. Hooded mergansers, affectionately known as hoodies, nest across most of the northern states and well into Canada. They're especially prevalent around the Great Lakes, though some winter as far south as Florida. By November each year, courtship and pair formation are well underway, and by early spring, these hoodies will seek out secluded woodland ponds, where they nest in tree cavities or man-made nest boxes. Females lay 10 or more eggs. That's not unusual for a duck, but what is unusual is that the eggs are nearly spherical, with surprisingly thick shells, ideally suited to the hooded merganser's nest of choice, a cavity or a hole. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.